name's Rhiannon Brandt. I'm the CSO at SMR. I'm here for Talking Insights in Bangkok on the occasion of SMR's Asia Pacific Conference. And I'm here with a delightful bear who I've met before from the Bank of the Philippine Islands. So yes. Welcome to Bangkok. How are you?
Hello, Rhiannon. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, yes. It's great to see you again. So I met you in Singapore last year.
Yes, correct.
Again in Athens this year. And now you're back in Bangkok.
Yes, my third SMR event. Yes.
And how was it? The Congress versus like Asia Pacific? I mean,
I was reflecting on that. And it was just 2 months ago. It feels longer. It feels longer than that. I mean, it was a long way to travel, right? From Manila to Athens. And I was speaking there. This time I sat in a panel. And it's quite different in that I felt Congress was a lot more technologically advanced. I would say it's gotten to a focus of a lot more AI in practice, synthetic data that I don't see so much of yet here. Mm-hmm. We have more of maybe an testing, exploratory mindset about AI in Asia, whereas it's a lot more ingrained in Congress, global, on a global context. And it's been really great seeing familiar faces mm-hmm. in Bangkok, and those I've met in the Philippines, in Singapore. So it feels more like home, but really it was like a great experience in Athens because you see what's coming, and that's really, really exciting.
And you had some great parties, very different.
That's true, that all-white party. I haven't seen anything like that before.
Every time I ask people how the Congress was, I said, yeah, the party. I said, what, the party? No, but it was fabulous to see you there and welcome back here.
Thank you.
I know you're also attending the CLIC sessions, the client-only sessions. So you're in Athens for the CLIC session. You're also here. Challenges the same, different when you look globally to region? I mean, did you think there was something there?
I would say they're quite similar in that, of course, there was talk of AI, how we are applying that to our work, how we're embedding it in our processes. But also there is talk of, you know, all our usual challenges, like making sure the emotions we are able to explore and unpack, to apply that to our communications, our innovation, or how we deliver research internally versus just relying on external agencies. I mean, those things are quite similar. I would say there's a lot more discussion in Athens. Mm-hmm. I suppose maybe some people outside of Asia are more outspoken versus here, but still really good discussion both times.
And now that you're here, I know there's quite a delegation from the Philippines
which it's is fabulous. Great to see.
But so specifically to you and your client challenges, I mean, you're at the conference here now. What would be your challenges that you're looking for solutions for while you're here now, or how are you addressing that?
What I would say is what our big theme is on our challenge as client side market research delivering to the business is that year on year, I mean, I just got a message earlier about budgets. It's really about making the most of the money that you're given. Of course, every year the bar gets higher. So the value in terms of what we bring, because we are a cost, we're not revenue generating, right? And also the value that the non-dollar, in our case, peso value that we bring to the business, which is really the impact, the insight into impact. Because in terms of the budgets that we're given, you can't just keep doing the same things, right? Mm-hmm. Because of course, the same studies are going to cost more and more. Mm-hmm. You really need to think creatively. How do you deliver the same or similar for cheaper, for faster? And then of course, faster, but still great quality, right? It's already a myth that that triangle of cost, speed, quality. Yeah. We used to say it can only ever be two of the three, but now it's not a question. It needs to be all. So we need to think creatively, and it's really a really good thing that we have the client part, the agency partners who are working with us to deliver that, especially for a company like us, because we're a local company. It's even more important that we get to have that global view, whether that is, you know, speaking to agencies that are global mm-hmm. or joining like communities like SMR, mm-hmm. where we get to see what's happening outside of our country, what are the latest developments. And then aside from like looking into innovation to deliver value to the business, you know, mm-hmm. for the money that we get, it's also that business partnering within the organization, really establishing how important you are. I think that's also what my boss always reminds me, you know, sometimes it's not about the size of your team, mm-hmm. but it is what you have and the seat at the table. That's what we always say. So it's how we go about it, and maybe that's our story, the story of our team for the last 3 years. It has been not just answering briefs excellently, because yes, we have the market research expertise, and yes, we are the bridge to external agencies, but mm-hmm. that's not enough, right? We mm-hmm. need to have our own point of view. We need to have, we need to know the business and say, you know what? This is what you need. This is what can help you. Mm-hmm. And we deliver that proactively. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really important component to being seen as subject matter experts, and also being seen as a critical piece in the puzzle of the business, especially it's a bank. It's not FMCG, where maybe market research is more entrenched. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so in banking, sometimes it is a challenge to explain brand equity to bankers. But
because at the beginning you said, yeah, you know, because we're doing the budget, it's a cost. But yes. Actually, if I hear about all the exciting things you're doing, the impact you're making.
Correct.
And you're not just a cost, I think. Correct. I think you're driving growth there. Correct. So that's brilliant.
Yes. And delivering more for the cost that they spend on us. Yes.
So that's the value you're bringing. You're a corporate member, of course.
The yes. bank.
You're one of the members from the Corporate Bank of Philippine Islands. So yes. I think when you recently joined.
Yeah. Yes, because when I joined the Bank of the Philippine Islands in December 2021, it was in 2022 that, so we were part of the local organization, SMORIS. Okay. Yes, correct. We're part of MORIS, but I really wanted to be part of SMR. And I was so happy when we got approved for a corporate membership. And then it's been really great value. And that's what I've been also telling my colleagues in MORIS, because there is a difference between like being an individual member, a corporate member. And I love how SMR has been very supportive in terms of, you know, ensuring that the corporate membership is giving us great value. Mm-hmm. I love the academy and how
the trainings.
Yes, the trainings, the on demand or live, mm-hmm. right? That the team can go to. And it's such a huge scope of topics too. So yeah, just recently I just finished assigning trainings for everyone. So that's been a really good thing, as well as the community that we have in mm-hmm. SMR. It's great to meet people, you know, connect on the event app, and just finding, discovering these new agencies that we can work with. Because again, that's really how we can innovate what we deliver to the business. I've found good suppliers from last year that we've worked with already. And again, this year, yesterday, I met someone that I already told my teammate to, okay, we need to email her and get this started, because this is exactly what we were looking for. So that's been great help.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you for that. I did not pay you to say that.
No,
so
she didn't.
I'm highly appreciating. And in terms of suppliers, I know that our team at the SMIHQ have been working on some guidelines and codes, as always. But the 20 questions for AI, and yes. you're talking about finding partners and things. Has that helped
yes.
in any way? Or
yes. So it was discussed here at SMR APAC, and it's a really good way of structuring how we evaluate potential vendors. We've been looking into it. We've been, you know, doing our comparisons. It is for a specific purpose that we've been looking for a vendor, and we've evaluated like four or five already. Mm-hmm. And it we've been wanting to be careful, of course, because again, it's resources of the bank that we're going to put in, we're going to subscribe. Mm-hmm. We need to be reasonably sure, right? Even if it's a pilot, but how the 20 questions has helped is putting structure into how do we make sure that we are getting the bang for buck in this case. And I think that's another thing where SMR professional organizations are very useful, mm-hmm. not just to agencies, but to corporate clients, to client side, is that making sure that this mindset on consistency, quality, ethics, these are all in place. Because really, when it's not, it's difficult for our industry. Right.
And those frameworks help to kind of structure that.
When they're not in place, you know, people, because everybody, for example, electoral polls, mm-hmm. When the business sees these headlines and they're thinking, that's not reliable. Oh, mm-hmm. market research is not reliable. I mean, suddenly it's all in one place where it's all in one bucket. They put you in the same mindset mm-hmm. as electoral polls. Not reliable. Oh, market research must not be reliable. Mm-hmm. So these things are we need to be very careful about. Mm-hmm. And I think SMR and the local professional organizations help a lot in that regard.
Brilliant. Yeah. It's always a delight to see you, even though it's been the third time I meet you. But I feel like I know you really well. So I'm looking forward to the next time we meet.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your time, because I know I kind of grabbed you from the conference. That was really, really wonderful.
It was fine.
And thank you so much.
Thank you, Rihanna. I'll see you soon.
And say hello to our friends at Morris, because
we've
had if I remember, there was a conference with them in 1998. So it's about time we went back to Manila with this conference, I think.
Well, hopefully you'll be there soon.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.